American efforts to establish a stable government authority in parts of Iraq under Allied control suffered a major setback yesterday. A moderate Shiite cleric was murdered in the southern city of Najaf. The cleric had just returned to Iraq's holy city after 12 years of exile in Britain. NPR's Silvio Poggioli is in London. Who was this cleric and how important a figure was he?
Well, Abdul Majid al-Kuwait was the son of a prominent Ayatollah who had been placed under house arrest in 1991 when Saddam crushed a Shiite uprising after the Gulf War. He fled to London, where he headed a charitable foundation which is said to be one of the most influential in Iraqi Shia Islam. He was a moderate who had been picked by British and American officials as a potential key figure in a future democratic Iraq. He returned to his birthplace just last week. He had volunteered to work as a negotiator for the Allied troops and the local population. Now remember, Shiites make up 60% of the population. They had long been oppressed by Saddam, but many are very ambivalent and hostile toward the United States. Al-Kuwait wanted to reassure the local people about Americans' motives.
So what happened yesterday?
Well, Al-Kuwait went to the shrine of Imam Ali. It's the holiest shrine of Shia Islam. He went for what was meant to be a meeting of reconciliation with another cleric who was widely hated as a loyalist of Saddam Hussein. It appears that members of a clan loyal to yet another mullah verbally attacked the two clerics, and the incident turned very ugly with the crowd drawing knives and swords and stabbing the two clerics to death. U.S. forces were so eager to display this meeting at the major shrine of Shia Islam as a symbol of reconciliation that they'd flown in two helicopters with journalists, but they arrived too late. And all the reporters saw was the bloodstains on the sidewalk outside. Now, exiled opposition leaders here in London are furious that with the collapse of the regime, the Allied forces failed to bring into Najaf some kind of constabulatory police or peacekeeping forces to ensure law and order. They say this chaos and anarchy can only encourage new power plays and mob rule.
What's the significance of this event?
Well, first of all, it's a sign of just how explosive the atmosphere is in the post-Saddam struggle for power. Al-Kuwait was probably seen as the man the U.S. had picked to administer Najaf, and this may have angered other Shia groups. His murder reflects the rivalries in Najaf and in Iraq as a whole, where there are myriad competing interest groups, ethnic, religious, and tribal, and many of which are themselves divided. So there's a serious danger that these long-repressed rivalries will now trigger a period of violence. And the killing came just as the U.S. is preparing a meeting of Iraqi opposition leaders, possibly next week in Nasiriyah, as a first step toward creating an Iraqi interim authority. It shows how difficult it'll be to create a temporary authority that's acceptable to all the ethnic and religious groups in the country and to opposition groups from both the outside and inside Iraq. And since they are a majority, how the Shiites react to the U.S. presence is critical to the success of American efforts to build a free and democratic Iraq. Already, a rival Iraqi Shia group, which is based in Iran, which is vehemently opposed to the military operation, has warned U.S. and British forces to get out of the country as soon as possible. There's also the long-repressed issue of relations between the Shia majority and the Sunni minority in Iraq, which has always dominated the country. The question is now, will a Shia majority now decide to settle scores with the people they've seen for so long as their oppressors?
NPR's Silvio Poggioli in London.